Yama, you're listening to NITV Radio. Today, we have a yarn with Amelia O'Leary, a proud queer First Nations Gamilaroi Yinar dance artist and storyteller, sharing us about Namba for Melbourne's Fringe Festival. Thanks for joining us today, Amelia.
Hi, Yama. Thanks for having me today.
Can you introduce yourself to everyone? Who are you? Who's your mum? Where are you from?
So, I am Amelia Jean O'Leary. I'm a proud Gamilaroi Yinar from Baraba, Northern New South Wales, and I'm also a Wathaurong woman from Ballarat, Victoria, with Scottish and Irish ancestry.
So this story that we're going to see, Namba, it's told through characters of Jinawan, emus, and it's a story of sisters. What is this story about?
Namba is a beautiful duet between the emu sisters who come down to earth and they pave the creation of the land, and they go through the fire to become spirits, and their spirits go and travel to different generations of Yinars who they give strength and wisdom to.
The story, it's about emu sisters. Is that like a significant story to you?
Yeah, I think it is interesting to me because in my time on country, there's a story about one of the sisters being outcasted for being different, and she actually comes back for revenge, and that revenge overall teaches us that we need to accept the diverse Yinars and different people within our communities. So, yeah, the sisters, like, it's beautiful in the narrative of sisterhood, but it's also beautiful in the teaching of how different we can all be as different Yinars, as different sisters.
So this opportunity to come and be a part of Fringe Festival, it's huge. How has working towards this festival, getting ready, it's about to kick off soon. How do you feel in that creative process?
Yeah, I actually feel very excited, and we're literally putting the work together in 1 week, so it's been going like really fast, but it's like a complete like powerhouse of creativity and just completely going for it, and the dances are just like incredible, and it's just coming together so beautifully, even with the sound that I'm making as well. It's like it's being made at the same time, so it's very nuanced and connected. So yeah, I'm super excited to share this next week with everybody.
You're still working towards creating this. How is the collaboration process?
Yeah, the collaboration process is so beautiful, and we have Denny Cook, who's Māori, who's coming in as taking my place as a dancer as I'm busy, and it is just a beautiful way of sharing my cultural experience to somebody from a different culture, and to see my movement on her as well is like very beautiful and interesting in that cross-cultural sort of collaboration. And we also have Kia McGrady, who's a proud First Nations woman, and yeah, like, because she's Gomori as well, so we're both learning from each other in this process, and yeah, it's just beautiful. And because it is kind of quick, we're just like, it's coming from a very, like, beautiful, abstract and raw and authentic space, which I actually really value.
When audiences come to see this, what do they expect to see or feel when they see Namba?
Yeah, Namba is a journey. It has a little bit of humour in there, but it also is quite deep and kind of spiritual, but also kind of political. There's some statements in there, but it also is done in like a light-hearted way, as well as like having some sci-fi elements. So, you know, we're really going on a journey here, and I think it's an incredible, beautiful way of showing how diverse and interesting and beautiful First Nations dance and collaboration is.
This work of Namba, this isn't your first iteration of this. This is something that's changed over time. Can you tell us a little bit of how you develop a dance work?
Yeah, so Namba is actually made up of a few stories and a few other developments I've done, which is kind of different for me because I kind of just focus on one work and just dive deeper into that work. But in kind of making multiple works, I discovered how connected they are and how complicated actually my story is, and that that should be valued, that being who I am isn't supposed to be simplified or completely understandable. So it is a very authentic process of bringing together a work that was called Coded, which was in development for about 2 years, which was more about the sisters and the outcasting story, and particularly being a more queer narrative about that sister. And then Namba was actually originally a trio that I did in January that was about more about mother and earth and healing and love and family. And then I thought, actually, these stories are quite close together and they actually have beautiful ways of weaving together. So we've put them together, and it is it's very, very potent and beautiful way of, yeah, bringing together all these different movements and sounds into a very rich dance work.
And for listeners who want more information, or they want to get tickets or follow along your journey, where can they find you? Where can they get more information?
There is a Melbourne Fringe page, and within that page there is a Deadly Fringe page, which I'm part of, where you can find Namba. You can also just put in Google Namba Melbourne Fringe and that can come up. You can also follow me on Instagram, where I'm kind of, giving updates, showing some insight on it, which is just Amelia Jean. And like Amelia as in A-M-E-L-I-A with another A with a dot, and then J-E-A-N with another N. so you can check up on there. Also, we have an Australian Cultural Fund, which we're trying to get some donations as the work is just a little bit underfunded, if you'd want to help out with that. But yeah, get your tickets. We open on Wednesday, the 1st of October, and we go until Saturday, the 4th of October at the Abbotsford Convent. It's a great work to bring friends and family as well, because it is such a rich and diverse and fun work. So, yeah, bring your fam along, yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on and having a chat with us today about Namba.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Love talking about it.
That was Amelia Jean O'Leary, dance artist and storyteller, talking about upcoming work to be in Melbourne's Fringe Festival, Namba. You can catch the performances from the 1st to the 4th of October. To get more information about Namba, you can find it on the Melbourne Fringe Festival website. You're listening to NITV Radio.